Hello, my lovely listeners. Welcome back to the Career Power Hacks mini podcast, My Latina Vida. This is Cristina Trujillo, your host for today's Career Power Hacks. Let's jump right in with a quote by a Bay Area gem, Stephen Curry. Quote, "To excel at the highest level, or any level, really, you need to believe in yourself." And hands down, one of the biggest contributors to my self-confidence has been private coaching. End quote. Jefitas y compadres, throughout any career, there can be times when we hit a rough patch and feel like we are going nowhere fast. We may have a boss that just doesn't see our potential, a team that cannot get along, or a client with impossible expectations. Even if you have a personal board of advisors or a strong support network of BFFs, there are times when a career coach is the ideal step to get through rough patches or to strategize on how to move to the next level or make a career change. While coaching is extremely common, our Latinx comunidad may find it hard to ask for help because our culture gives mixed messages about seeking help. We may believe our sole source of support should be our immediate family, or that problems go away if we just don't talk about them. Personally, lack of communication was the norm with my elders. For many of us, it's part of our faith and family and our values in stoicism and resiliency. So, as you may have guessed, today's Career Power Hacks is about how to find and select a coach to support your work-life challenges. ¿Listos? All right, say it with me. Uno, dos, y tres. Let's do this con ganas. Tip number one. Número uno. Select the right coach. Executive coaching is a $1 billion industry in the U.S. You heard it right. Since there are no specific licenses that are required to be a coach, anyone can start a coaching practice. Can you believe that? So, be sure to review a coach's qualifications, such as the International Coach Federation, which offers certifications for coaches and professionals who have gone through any of the ICF programs. This is possibly your safest bet. The biggest factor, however, is experience. Before selecting a coach, define the issue you want to address and ask candidates if they have personal experience working on this issue. Ask for a free initial assessment and check for references. Review the coach's LinkedIn profile to see if their own career history is aligned with yours or your needs. Your coach should have a minimum of 4 to 7 years of experience with the work-life themes you want to address. So, let's take a breather to let you think about your coaching needs while we hear from our sponsor. We're back with tip number two, número dos, expect more than a meeting schedule. Working with a coach is more than just meeting to talk about the issues. A great career coach will create a learning path for you that includes professional readings, journaling exercises, and assignments to help you work through your career or work-life challenges. These need to be tailored to your needs. Some career challenges may require personality or leadership profiles like the Myers Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, also known as MBTI, the FIRE-B, and the DISC, that can provide insights on your work style. Another step that coaches may take is to interview your peers or your boss to get a 360-degree view of the work issues you are addressing. Make sure your coach crafts the right approach that fits your needs. Okay? All right, on to our last tip. Número tres. Set clear boundaries for the coaching assignment. Make sure your coach provides a specific contract and that there are clear confidentiality standards to protect your conversations. Also, look at setting some time boundaries. Most professional coaches set a 3 to 6 month time frame to work with a client. Beyond 6 months, a coach will have limits in seeing the issues you face with a fresh perspective. Coaches are valuable because of their experience to get to the heart of the matter quickly and for the ability to see the issues you face through an independent lens. And most importantly, a coach will not try to be your therapist unless, of course, they are licensed for this work. For example, if your coach starts to counsel on marriage issues, panic attacks, your early childhood trauma, or other post-traumatic stress issues, this is not the domain of a career coach. So be aware of those potential red flags. This is the best strategy for a therapist, right, to handle. And a good coach will help you find that kind of support. There you have it, your three career power hacks on selecting the right coach for your work-life goals and climb to the C-suite. We hope you enjoyed your favorite mini podcast by Latina Vida. Thank you for listening. As always, we trust that you are benefiting from our podcast and wouldn't mind supporting our work with a generous donation on Patreon.com. Y no se les olvide to let us know how you are applying our career power hacks and share your comments with us on your preferred social media platforms. Instagram, Facebook, El Pajarito, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Or simply Google Latina Vida and you'll find us. And don't be shy about connecting with us for additional valuable resources and tips. Thank you for listening. And remember to live your vida with intention.